Thank you, Mr. President. Egypt is honored to deliver this joint statement on behalf of a group of like-minded countries. We acknowledge the role of UN human rights bodies and mechanisms to undertake their mandate to assist the states in implementing their international human rights obligations. In this regard, equitable geographical distribution is undeniably an essential requirement for the effective functioning of human rights bodies and mechanisms, as well as the appropriate representation of different legal systems, while recognizing the efforts made by the High Commissioner for Human Rights to address the existing imbalances. We encourage the office to present specific recommendations on means to continue improving this issue. We also reiterate the importance of fostering an environment of cooperation between states and mandate holders that is based on constructive dialogue and cooperation in respect to the code of conduct and the principles of impartiality and objectivity. Moreover, we wish to recall that according to the institutional building package of the Human Rights Council, decisions to create mandates should take into account the principles of cooperation and genuine dialogue aimed at strengthening the capacity of member states to comply with their human rights obligations. It should also strictly adhere to the principles of objectivity, non-selectivity, and the elimination of double standards and politicization. While we appreciate the work of special procedures mandate holders and treaty bodies, we underscore that expert mechanisms can only complement, but never substitute, intergovernmental agreements. The work of establishing new human rights, setting standards, and framing norms is a sacred responsibility that rests squarely with states. We also highlight the need for all mandate holders to adequately consider the diverse circumstances of states in their recommendations. Finally, we reiterate the necessity of avoiding politicization in the work of human rights mechanisms and bodies and urge all relevant stakeholders to preserve their impartiality and seek information from credible and verified sources. I thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.